www.ReverendRoy.com.
These same owners used to offer Hobby Lobby employees health insurance policies that covered some of the same emergency contraceptions that they question today. No matter how many times the Supreme Court of the United States tries to tell me that corporations are people, I am just not going to buy it.
All right, Congresswoman Slaughter, Democrat from New York, says corporations are not people. What do you think? Is this really the issue that was being discussed in oral arguments before the Supremes for 90 minutes on Tuesday? Hey, hey, everybody. Hope you're doing well in your nooks and crannies. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is a little slice of what's happening in our country, and the high court certainly clashing over Obamacare and contraceptive mandate that is part of the Obamacare package. Hobby Lobby employs 15,000 people. They're in 41 states. They make no bones about their serious religious beliefs. When you work for them, it's quite clear they are evangelical Christians. They also own a chain of Christian bookstores. So they filed a Supreme Court brief calling the mandate one of the most straightforward violations that this court will see of a 93 law preserving the free exercise of faith. Meanwhile, the National Women's Law Center says women already have an economic income gap. If these companies prevail, they'll have a health insurance gap, too. So the issue is pretty much confined to family-controlled businesses with a small number of shareholders. It's interesting because the Kaiser Family Foundation found that 85% of large American employers already had offered coverage before the health care law required it. There are separate lawsuits challenging the contraception provision from religious-affiliated hospitals, colleges, and, of course, charities, too. And there are a whole bunch of those as well. And the 93 religious beliefs that we're talking about is 93 religious freedom law, or the First Amendment provisions guaranteeing Americans the right to believe and worship as they choose. Now, the court could kind of skip that issue, kind of circumvent it, skirt around it, however you want to put it, by finding that the individuals who own the businesses have the right to object. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think it rests on Kennedy with the final decision, and we'll find out what that is, what the decision is, come probably June is what we're looking at, most likely. If you want to weigh in, you can. Which way do you think they go? Remember last time we were surprised by Justice Roberts and what happened there, and Obamacare held up. That was back in 2012. In fact, we took America Tonight to Washington. We were there when all of that was going on and interviewed a lot of people about it. And now here we are, and this is probably the biggest challenge, besides obviously the overall, that the law has faced to date, at least in front of the Supreme Court. We're talking about a slew of other things as well here. Sad stories coming out of Washington and that mudslide. What is the cover-up, or is there a cover-up with this whole Malaysian flight, the crazy texting to tell the families that without a doubt their family members had perished. There was nobody survived Flight 370 on that 777. But there's still a lot of questions. The Chinese are demanding to know what brought the prime minister to that decision and wanting to see the actual data from the satellite that conclusively says that the plane went in to the Indian Ocean. So welcome to the show. All opinions are welcome, too, by the way. 855-266-5283. Right at the top, let's go to one of our favorites, Izzy in Missouri, never short of an opinion. Hey, Izzy.
Well, I'll hold my opinions tonight. What I want to talk about is something that has not hit the mainstream media, but has become a catastrophic condition in this country. And the acronym is PEDV, which means foreseen epidemic diarrhea virus. And I happened upon this. I knew about this situation probably 3 years ago in China. Because, you know, I'm all about not buying Chinese anything.
Yeah.
Well, it started in China, and I happened upon this blog called Granny Miller, a.k.a. Catherine Grossman. And I was actually looking for water glassing information, and she had the best, bar none. But I noticed this article that she had posted on this virus, and it's true. You will not hear it from mainstream anything, but it has killed over 5 million piglets in this country in the last year. And remember, Smithfield was bought out by Shanwei, largest meat-producing company in China, and it's now the world's largest. Well, they had a problem with this, and it killed off a whole lot of pork in China. So all of this came about just about the time Shanwei bought Smithfield. It started appearing in the United States. Imagine that. Department of Ag is making excuses. The National Pork Association is making excuses. But the small farmers are in terrible, terrible straits because they're losing entire herds.
Yeah, you know that you say that, Izzy. Reuters did a thing on it. That was the only place that I saw it where they say that 27 states are affected by this.
I read Reuters. But that's not really mainstream. Do you hear it on any of the television news? No, you don't.
Uh-uh.
And it is 27 states now have infections or are infected. The one thing I do want to clear up is that it is not transmittable to humans or other animals. But think about the economy and what it will do to our economy. One of the reasons Shanwei really, really pushed to buy Smithfield is because they're out of pork.
Mm.
And the Chinese love pork, so we are seeing a gross amount of exportation of pork products to China, which is going to kill our small farmers. Believe it or not, we have a lot of small pig farmers in this country. And this Granny Miller, Miss Grossman, owns pigs, but hers, I believe, are for personal use. And she has gone to bat over this issue. God love her, because I'm telling you, she's another one, too, that reads labels about Made in America food products and Made in America products. She's an agrarian lady, city girl turned agrarian farmer. Wonderful lady in western Pennsylvania. But check out her blog, Granny Miller, because it's just full of information, not only on this PEDV, which I blogged on when I noticed it, but also the fact that she's another fighter in this country against what is happening to our economy. And if people don't also realize that Shanwei was cited for using two chemicals. One is clenbuterol.
Uh-huh.
Which can affect humans, and it can cause heart problems.
So thank you for bringing that to light, Izzy. We'll talk a little bit more about that, because I found a few things out about it. Some senators from North Carolina and Michigan, because they've got a lot of cases of it, are really pushing for disaster assistance. So Izzy's right about that. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Amanda Bosel here from Midas Resources. Today, March 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,339.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,387.93, $693.96 for a half ounce, or $346.98 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,387.93, $693.96, and $346.98.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Thanks to Izzy for turning us on to another very big story. She's right about that. There have been a few reports about it, as I mentioned, Reuters, but that's it. And so you know, what does it stand for, the PED? The PEDV is the porcupine, they're calling it the porcupine epidemic diarrhea virus. And she's right, it's very contagious. It's a contagious pig disease, so far not to humans. And they say it's killed between 4 million and 5 million U.S. hogs since they discovered it in May of last year. And it's not, they say it's not a food safety risk, doesn't affect humans, that kind of stuff. But it affects the pigs and it causes dehydration in them. They say the older pigs have a better chance of survival, but it's the piglets who are just goners, like Iz was saying. So you got a couple of senators who are trying to push for this, urging the USDA, for what it's worth, to approve disaster assistance for the small pork producers because they're really affected by it, with that many pigs dead and the situation there. So it, with North Carolina is the second biggest hog producer. That's behind Iowa, which has also been heavily affected by it. How about that? And it's starting to affect the pork supply and could eventually, here we go again, boost pork prices for consumers. So if you're a bacon eater, sausage, you know, all that kind of stuff, if you're a pork person, look out, because that's probably going to all shoot up as a result of that. It doesn't look like it's getting better anytime soon. Sadly, as we seg into this one, boy, from piglets to the terrible situation in Washington. I mean, you can't not mention this here on America Tonight, because, boy, I just, you know, if I line people up who I think I really admire, not who I think, who I know I really admire, I really would put first responders on that list, because I've talked to so many, and I really think that so many people that jump into that, besides it being an adrenaline rush initially, then there's the thing that connects you to other humans and trying to help other people. But what happens when you're pulling dead bodies out of the mud? It's really rough. And especially if people were calling out to you and you couldn't get to them. And we know that was the situation. So I think the total's even higher, but confirmed anyway. They're saying 24 bodies pulled out of the mudslides in Washington State. Senator Patty Murray talked about just how tough it is and where they go from here.
I want them to know that in the coming days and weeks and months and even years, if that's what it takes, all of us will stand with the people of Oso and Darrington and provide any resources they need to recover and rebuild.
Yeah, Oso, as she mentioned, there is where the town that it hit on Saturday morning, and that there's 176 people missing. They think like that. They think that that list isn't accurate because some of those people have been found. So they're trying to really get an accurate list and cross it off and make sure they've accounted for people. But they're being really careful as they are trying to dig people, you know, dig through the mud too. Because at this point, it has not been deemed a recovery operation, although it's really headed in that direction. But they're shifting it from that, and that's tough because you've got all these unaccounted for people, and they're still trying to locate anyone who could be trapped. But, you know, it happened Saturday. You're talking Wednesday. Very unlikely. Not impossible. You never know. But it's pretty grim. It's pretty grim. 1 square mile mudslide. I mean, that's the best thing to give you a description of just how big it is. And they don't think they're going to find anyone else alive. Houses and RVs and whatnot destroyed. The best description is as you walk a couple of feet, you start to feel like you're stuck because it's like quicksand, and it still is that way. It was heavy rain that they think for sure, because it really ate into the ground, made this mudslide happen. But it just shows you how you never, never, ever know. And of course, some people were rescued, and that's the good part. They were able to get a 4-year-old boy and pull him out. Thank goodness, because he was sucked into the mud. He was so sucked into the mud, they said his pants came off. I mean, it's just, phew, it was that strong. But they were able to get him. And they were able to get him to the hospital, and he was fine. And there were some other people that were saved along the way. So that's good. I mean, even when they were cutting out houses, opening the top of houses, and they found a chocolate lab who was pulled out. There was some mud, and he was muddy and cut a little bit, but they were able to find this dog, and they're still trying to find the owner of the dog, unfortunately. But they say one guy, I heard him today when I was flipping around, say that he knows about 25 people who are missing, and including entire families and some young kids. And whew, that's rough. Anybody who's been a first responder, I've talked about this before, you know what that's like. I think when I was in New York and 9/11 happened, honestly, that was the roughest thing too. I mean, it was, in one way, it was just so heartwarming because you knew it was real of how they felt, but it was so awful. I mean, gut-wrenching what was going on when they were trying to help people initially when it broke open, and then afterwards thinking that there were going to be people that they could find, and then, of course, nobody was found after that. And it's like this, the same with this mudslide. Hoping upon hope that they're going to be able to come across somebody miraculously who survived somehow through a pocket of air or whatever, and that would be the silver lining. But they're not finding the silver lining now, these many days later. So I'm sure Wednesday, full on, it'll turn into a full-fledged recovery and not a rescue mission anymore, because there's a very little, very, very, very little chance of that. But officially, it's 24. Now, and the story also broke out around this, that a scientist had warned of a catastrophic landslide in Washington back in 99. A guy who was working for the government said that there was a potential catastrophe, you know, the potential for a catastrophic landslide. It was a possibility in that hillside area, So then it happened. And they went back and somebody went back and interviewed this scientist. And one of the things he said is he knew it would fail catastrophically. He knew it. He said because, you know, he had done the study on that area, and he said he just was not surprised. And, you know, what was the risk assessment here? What was, you know, were they not warned enough? That's what I don't understand. I mean, there's got to be a zoning thing here. So with the houses underneath that, and if they really felt that, there was a chance of this devastation in Oso, why, for goodness sake, would they have built up that area? I mean, were the people that lived there aware that they even did a study? Because they did. They did a study. The Army Corps in Seattle did a study, and they said that the report wasn't intended as a risk assessment, but it was a feasibility study for the ecosystem restoration. But in the report, it said that there was a chance of a catastrophic large magnitude event, for goodness sake. I don't know. I mean, should there have been some warning there or something? I would think. People had no idea that there was any risks of living there. They said they never heard of any kind of study. And again, that study wasn't about that, but it clearly had it in it. And the area has been known for landslides because they had a famous one, the Hazel landslide. And the last severe one before Saturday's disaster was in 2006. So they're picking through the debris and saying to themselves, some people volunteering are saying to themselves, did we miss something here? Was there something that we could have done? And the answer is, I mean, clearly if they had some kind of a study and it wasn't related to risk, but it said that there were massive risks in this, I would think that, you know, you have these town hall meetings and you clearly let people know what the situation is. And I guess landslides don't get that much attention because they don't happen in places where they normally hit anything. But when you're building into the woods and into the wilderness, there's a much bigger chance of that, you know. But now's not the whole blame game thing. Now's the time to just do the recovery thing and get the whole area cleaned up and try to piece together where some of those other missing people might be found. Coming up, we're hitting the mailbag. You can chime in too, by the way, 855-266-5283.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa. It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
With me, Kate Delaney. As always, you blow me away with your email, so let's not waste any time. Let's head right to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one is from Evan. I never get tired of that. I don't know why. This one is from Evan in Illinois, and he says, Kate, man, oh man, talk about a depressing situation. You've mentioned it a ton on ATN. Thanks for the updates, because truly I think it is important to talk about the human side of things. And I feel for those folks in Washington. Although I have never personally been a part of having my family in the middle of a disaster like that, I have been on the front lines. And you're right, it is pretty damn depressing, to be honest, when you think you're going to help people, you're going to be in the recovery phase of things, and then suddenly it turns in an opposite direction. You're thinking you're going to rescue somebody, and it doesn't happen, and then it turns into recovery, rather. So I know what that's like. Thanks for bringing that up. It is very tough on you. You really have to shut out the world for a few days after you've been through something like that. I responded to a couple of fires, and I can't even talk about it to this day very well, so I won't jump into it. But, again, thanks to the people for their hard work in Washington. I know what that feels like. Yeah, I mentioned this earlier for anybody listening, if you're a first responder. And if you want to share, definitely do. I think there is, I don't know, there's something about that. Psychologically, you got to be hardy and you got to be able to jump to action and do what you have to do. And really, you band together, I think, like a team, and you're trying to rescue people. And you're hoping that that's what you're going to end up doing, and it's not going to turn into a situation where you're pulling a lot of bodies out. And, you know, by the way, when you're pulling bodies out, you're doing a favor to the families, because then they have, for lack of a better way to describe it, because I don't think you ever have closure, but they have the end of the story. They know. They're not wondering. They're not wondering what happened. I think that was also another big disconnect when 9/11 happened, which is much different than an accident like the landslide, of course, but the thing of not having the body, not having that answer, not having that. All right, speaking of answers, here's one from Anne who says, Kate, I've never emailed the show before, and in fact, I've heard you say a lot of times people that email you they say that they're first timers or they haven't emailed you in a long time, but I do enjoy the show a lot. I have a crazy work schedule, so sometimes I can hear it. Other times I just end up downloading it and I get a big kick out of some of the stuff that you're talking about. I don't get a big kick out of Flight 370. Even though they say the plane is down, I hope they find pieces of it to come up with the proof, because I think it's still baloney until we see the actual pieces of the wreckage. I don't blame the families or the Chinese or anybody else for questioning the Malaysian Prime Minister for his announcement. I thought it was poor to do it by text, by the way. Yeah, that's what happened, and he's having to come back and answer that a million times. Why do it in text and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And now they're talking about, was it a mechanical cause? Was that what happened here? And what is it that we don't know, because there were so many different explanations for it? I mean, it's just the more information they can get to the families, and it's obviously out there, the better. And I think the Malaysians have not done a great job with this at all. It's baffling the way they've handled some information, held some back, and, you know, what is it? That's what leads you to believe that there's some kind of cover-up, or they know more than they're saying, or what is the thing about the flight simulator? And then it's like, oh, okay, well, no, forget that. I don't think the pilot had mental problems. You know, they're releasing a bunch of information, then saying it's erroneous. And so now you're supposed to say, okay, well, we're assuming that the plane is down, and they need to find pieces of it. That's it. I mean, they need to find the pieces, put it together, and then be able to have more information on the deal. I mean, was it, it's weird because they contacted Kuala Lumpur, the tower, they got clearance, they departed, right? And then they got clearance to take off that whole thing, and you look at the transcripts, I was looking at that today, so everything that along those lines has been exactly what's been reported. But at 2:15, they're saying the Malaysian military radar, then they said this only 1 week after the disappearance, by the way. They said that they had a primary target on the west side of the Malaysian Peninsula, saying that the flight flew a westerly course at some point after the last time they got any verbal transmission. So there was confusion there. Then they talked about the satellite pings and the engine data that's being transmitted, showing that the plane might have remained in the air for 5 to 7 hours. So with these reports, it's hard to speculate. We're speculating on things that don't make sense. Well, wait, it was 12,000 feet. It descended down. That shot up in the air 45,000 feet. And so there's all these assertions, assumptions, or whatever. I mean, is it that the Malaysian airliners getting so squeezed, they're coming up with things, they're piecing little things together, and then they're throwing it out there? That's the problem. They created some of the confusion by the things that they've reported. And what about the autopilot? What about all the other things that could have happened here? You know, were the radios destroyed? Why were they destroyed? Was it, somebody said, maybe it was by fire. So now we have more speculation. You know, that's the deal. Where's the resting place for this thing? Let's find this plane. Let's find this plane and try to figure out what happened to it and move on from there. I mean, some people are convinced this plane is being sold and it's going to show up in some disaster someplace else. I mean, who knows? The answers, there's nothing but questions and not a lot of answers. So thanks for that email. Okay, here's another one. This one is from Parker, who says, I think the Russians have the upper hand, Kate. Putin is crushing Obama. Anybody who doesn't think that is not paying attention to social media or what's going on outside of our borders, although I don't think Putin makes a move on the rest of the Ukraine unless they want it. Yeah, we had somebody on, and you get to hear that a little later, Jennifer Yaremeva, who talked about, and she's been in Russia for 2 decades, and she's a writer and a Russian expert, speaks fluent Russian. She talked about the fact that they're showing horrible things happening around the Ukraine and talking about the situation and it's state-run TV and whatnot, but saying if they want a referendum and they want to join Russia, that they certainly could do that. The perspective is different, and Putin is being hailed as a hero, and after the Crimea was annexed and after the on top of the Olympics, people are just loving him more in Russia, and Obama's perceived as very, very weak at this point. But it's interesting. In the middle of all this, you have a U.S.-Russian crew that's in space. Hey, somewhere we're getting along, right? They're off in the space station. Back to, you know, I like the whole space thing. I was re-looking at the launch. They took off on Tuesday for the International Space Station, and it was 3 astronauts. So how about that? And they were fine. They took off. They were fine. And you've got one of the astronauts from Japan, one from the United States, and one from Russia. Here's another one. I think we can quickly put this one in here. And this says, hi, Kate. I don't know if you've been following it. I think you have because you talked about your brackets being busted. I was hoping I'd win the $1 billion. Obviously, I didn't do that. But I am still in the hunt, thankfully, at my office pool, which is a pretty decent return if you win. And I like the idea that I could really hold it over all of my posse's heads every single time we go out to lunch for at least a month. We'll see. Final four, who's it going to be? And I think the ratings, if these games continue to be edge of your seat or overtime, should be pretty high for March Madness. Well, yeah, when they're close like that, and especially the alums, or you have an upset, the Cinderella teams, you had those storylines, that makes a big difference, I think, in the in people watching it. But that's, it's funny, college hoops I don't pay attention to during the year, but just here and there. But I have to be honest, of course, in March Madness, I'm paying much more closer attention to it. Even if my brackets are busted, I'll watch a game. I'll watch the tail end of a game when I think it's closed, or someone sends me a text that it's closed and I got to see the end of it. Stay with us. Coming up, we're talking about some numbers next on America Tonight.
Don't Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters. For the love.
How about this? 31 of 32, that's the number of NFL coaches, according to the Wall Street Journal, who were in the annual coaches photo taken on Monday at the league meeting in Orlando. The only one missing was, this is a great trivia question, who was missing, was the New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick. Where was Bill Belichick? He must have had something good to do because everybody else showed up, and that says something. Those league meetings are pretty important, and usually they're all there. I'm not sure why he was missing, but otherwise everybody else was in the photo. They should have just put a cardboard cutout of him, right? Or they could have put the Lombardi Trophy there in place of Bill Belichick. Since how many times has New England won the Super Bowl with Bill Belichick as coach, even though lately they've been pretty disappointed by the results? The New England fans getting close, but not close enough. Speaking of the NFL, Bummer, the No Fun League says dunking on goalposts will be a penalty in 2014. How about that? So they don't think it's clever anymore. That was one of the things they talked about at the owners' meetings. The NFL VP of officiating, Dean Blandino, says that this is something that we've talked about before. We put in a rule 5 or 6 years ago about it, and now this is now a reality. So how about that? So that's one of the big things to look for. I guess they'll have to get, because that happens a lot. So the players will have to just really think about that. It's going to be illegal in 2014. And no more of that, like the Lambeau leap and stuff. That's okay. The dunking, not okay at this point. And a lot of players do that. I started to look at tape of it. So 2014 is going to be very interesting because there's going to have to be a lot of reminders not to do that. Many more teams and players did that than I actually even realized. So how about that? Bummer if you like CSI. CSI, a mainstay in the CSI franchise, leaving the series. You know, we normally don't talk about celebrities here very much, but Paul Guilfoyle is bolting after 14 years. For an actor on a series, that's a very long time to be in one spot. So it's good work if you can get it, right? And he played the captain in the show since it debuted in 2000. He's been in all 14 seasons, and now he's decided that that's it. So he's going to bow out, and he'll bow out in May, I guess, is when his final episode will air. So I wonder how that'll happen. They either killed off, or I don't know. That's probably for writers. That has to be kind of, it's kind of got to give them a little bit of a reprieve when they can come up with a way to say goodbye to somebody, because they can, it can be something ill-fated or moving on for promotion or some other thing, but it gives them kind of room, kind of permission to play with whatever has happened with that character, I think, along the way. So, wow, how about that? All right, in the meantime, this is a big number. The deadline's going to slide for enrollees of Obamacare, so we keep hearing March 31st, March 31st. Now you get a little bit of time beyond that. The White House doesn't want to call it an extension. They say it was more like letting people vote past the time the polls closed if they were already in line, because they know there's a surge happening and people are going to get shut out. So what they're saying is, that's interesting, isn't it? You're going to let people vote? After the polls close. So they're saying they're going to let the deadline float until sometime in April. They haven't said the exact date for that, but they will, because remember, they stretched out a bunch of deadlines on this for the Affordable Care Act, and now they're pushing this one because now people can still sign up for the health insurance on the health exchanges and get the federal subsidies to pay for the premiums. And how many of those people went without health insurance before, we don't know for sure. The estimate is about 15% of Americans don't have health insurance. And one of the big things in the law, one of the big aims for this law, is to get them covered so they get medical care. Those who don't have coverage by March 31st would have to pay a tax, but now that's being extended at least for 2 or 3 weeks. We don't know the exact amount because they haven't released a date, just saying vaguely that it's in April. So you can bet that some people will be able to take advantage of that, I suppose. This is sad. If you like zoos, I guess, if you like lions, I'm a lion person. Since I was a kid, I can remember my aunt lived in San Francisco for a short time, and I can remember going to their zoo. They had a cool zoo, and just wanting to really watch the lions. But this is awful. At the Copenhagen Zoo, after there was a giraffe problem, and they're facing all kinds of protests, by the way, they killed a giraffe to prevent inbreeding, And they say they've had to put down four lions, including two cubs, to make room for a new male lion. What? Because that's the whole thing with the pride and how they behave. So two old lions were euthanized, and the cubs were put down because they weren't old enough to fend for themselves, so they would have been killed by the new male lion. They hope the new male and two females will form the nucleus of a new pride. And this is the same zoo in Copenhagen where there were a bunch of protests because they killed a two-year-old giraffe, and then fed its remains to the lions as the visitors watched. Are you kidding me? How did they think that it was going to be okay for the visitors to see that? And nobody was going to be upset by that. Oh, in this country, oh, it'd be a massive protest. It was pretty bad there, but it'd be even worse if that had happened here. I mean, where do they think it is? Is this in the zoo handbook? Well, if you have to do it, well, you got to use it. And see, I understand if they were going to do that, but to do it in front of people, wow. I mean, come on. Yeah, that was bad. All right, you know how if you see a lot of people from China on flights and they have masks covering themselves because they're worried about what their kind of virus they could catch or that kind of thing. Air pollution, they say, this is the WHO, is the cause of 7 million deaths a year and is the single largest environmental health risk. This is a new report out by the World Health Organization. And they say that certain cities and countries around the world have reputations as pollution hotspots. China is well documented as one of those places. Dangerous air pollution, and they say it's the nuclear winter there. That's what they call it. Beijing had zero visibility for nearly a week. The sun was blocked to the extent that it started to hurt the food chain there. Paris is also on the list. It's a close number two. And then Tehran, they're talking about how in Iran, how air pollution there killed over 4,400 people over the course of a year. So they even closed down the city for 5 days to keep cars off the road because the air pollution is pretty brutal, caused by the filthy fuel that they have had after the sanctions, by the way, by the U.S. in 2010 on refined gasoline. So these sanctions can have an impact. And the World Health Organization says 4.3 million deaths were caused by indoor air pollution in 2012 in households that cooked over coal, wood, and other stoves, biomass stoves. So how about that? Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to us, americatonight.net.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold oldest truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.